Organizers say it's not just another PR stunt, that the death rate from alcohol-related accidents is three times higher for people 16 to 24 than it is for older drivers. So they say almost anything is worthwhile to discourage drinking and driving, or riding with a driver who's drunk or stoned.
Yeah, I think part of it is just the attitude that they're young and relatively indestructible, and the attitude that somehow it cannot happen to them. But the facts are that young people, particularly young adults, are at very high risk of alcohol and drug-related problems and accidents in particular.
So students at Florida's universities, including the University of Florida, have been asked to take a pledge over the holidays. I won't mix drinking and driving, and I will wear a seatbelt.
Most people are really think that the pledge is a good idea. They're really for it.
I think it makes them aware, may make them think twice, and that could mean the difference.
But will it make a difference is the question. UF officials will know after the holidays. Holidays in which 78 are predicted to die on Florida highways. In Gainesville, I'm John Matthews.